Ms. Higgins, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity.
How much money does Caldwell County spend every year on Medicaid?
This year is our biggest year ever, and it's $4,575,000, almost $5 million. North Carolina is the only state in the union that still requires their counties to pay a 15% Medicaid match. No other state in the union requires that. And in Caldwell County, the share of Medicaid matching represents approximately 9.5 cents of the current proposed tax rate of 53.99 cents, or about 18% of the entire property tax levy for Caldwell County.
So how does that then affect the rest of the budget that you folks put together every year in Caldwell County?
Well, we have to make sure that we have enough money to budget for that $4.5 or $4.6 million for Medicaid, and every year it goes up. This year it went up $585,000, and this is something that the counties in North Carolina face. We adopted this resolution asking that the state assume the county share of Medicaid.
Now, going back to the budget that you put together every year, what kind of programs have been hurt in Caldwell County by the money that you're spending on Medicaid rather than spending on those programs?
Well, there are just things that we can't do. For instance, we're having to delay funding on a middle school that we need to build. There are so many things that we need to do that if we did not have to spend this money on for Medicaid, we could actually reduce the tax rate to our citizens.
Now, if the board goes ahead and does this and other counties get on board with this, do you feel like this is something that is really that realistic, or is this just symbolic as a way to kind of protest that the way things are set up here in North Carolina? Or ultimately, do you expect change to come out of this?
I do expect change to come out of it. More and more counties are getting on board and saying that they just simply cannot afford to continue doing this because it's an unfunded mandate, which means that we have no control over who gets it, no control over the rules, no control over how to administer it. All we get to do is pay the bills. And that is simply an unfunded mandate that we simply can't afford. It's just getting out of hand. If we had some way to control it or some say over how it was spent, that would be different, but we don't have anything like that.
Do you expect many other counties across North Carolina to follow in Caldwell County's footsteps after you folks do this?
I absolutely do. In fact, some counties already have adopted their own resolutions and sent those in. We weren't the first to do this, but we certainly hope that we will make enough impression that other counties will follow, because what we have done with this resolution is not only mailed it to our legislators, we've mailed it to the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners and all the other counties, showing them what we're doing and asking them to get on board with it.
We're almost out of time, Ms. Higgins, but have you got any kind of feedback from state lawmakers, those who ultimately would be in charge of making these changes that you're seeking?
We have not yet, but we're going to be having a legislative breakfast for three legislators on this coming Monday, and I am certain that these legislators will get on board with us.
Ms. Higgins, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate the opportunity, Scott.